Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Jason and I were just talking about Dr. Shealy's past life regression session, and I have agreed to participate in that. So I'll be sitting with him for 1 hour. And he'll guide me through, he'll take me through a hypnotic state, and the plan is to see if he can determine whether consciousness survives after death. And that's the plan. And so he has offered this to about 12 of us. I have a feeling, I'm not 100% sure, I'll ask him when I see him in person, whether I was the first one to sign up for this or not, but I'm probably one of the top in terms of number of when the sign-up happened. I think I'm in the top three. So I jumped right on it. I thought it was great. I've already done one with him, so it's I understand what it's like. There's no pain. You don't get hooked up to any electrodes. There's no injections. There's no tattoos, nothing. All you do is sit down in a lazy boy-type recliner, close your eyes, and he guides you through asking you some very soft questions, and all you do is go into this hypnotic trance, if you will, and you just talk to him. That's all there is to it. And if you're a lady, there'll be another lady present, so you'll feel comfortable. And that's the plan. So if you'd like to participate, you can dial the number of his clinic. 417 is the area code in Springfield, Missouri. 351-5221. 417-351-5221. And if you're going to sign up, just do it quickly so that, he's got a deadline. So sign up in, sign up today if you're interested. And then if you do sign up, make sure you show up. Broadcasting with me today in the front of the classroom from the continent of Australia, Gwyneth Isaacs. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you today?
I'm really, really well.
If I was in the U.S., I would be at the front of the queue to go and do a session with Dr. Shealy.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I can't leave Australia for a number of reasons, but I would be very interested in doing a past life therapy session with him myself.
Yeah. And you know, it's free. Can you imagine this? Absolutely free. And it's not like he's going to take the information and you know, not tell you what's going on. He's going to tell you. It's great.
Yep.
So I've lost a dear friend over even just talking about past life regression. I'll tell you the story. I mentioned this once before, class. So we had a little get-together, and it was one of those holiday-type get-togethers, whether it was Thanksgiving or something like that, maybe Christmas. I don't remember. It was many years ago. I don't remember what the exact occasion was. But we had a little get-together at the farm, and we invited some instructors. And so the ladies were in the kitchen, and the guys who hadn't seen the studio wanted to see it. So we went up to the studio. It was on the second floor. And, we were just talking about all kinds of things. And Norm Shealy was here. And somehow the topic of past life regression came up. And one of the instructors, who's a very close, dear friend, turned kind of red in the face, threw up his hands in the I give up. I surrender. I don't know what's going on. I'm not part of this. I'm out of here. Kind of threw up his hands that way. And left. And left the studio. You know, we're all just sitting on whatever it was available to sit on. Just a bunch of guys. And it was, you know, it wasn't any vulgar discussion. There was no profanity. It was just talking about, he mentioned past life regression. And once he mentioned that, this was many years ago. Many, many years ago. Maybe 7, 8. Maybe 9. I mentioned, maybe close to 10. I mentioned that I didn't know much about it or anything about it, and I'd love to hear what it's all about. And that's when I lost my friend. That's all I said. That's all I said. And then Dr. Shealy did the, you know, the rest of the discussion or talking and explained what it was. And this other former friend of mine was a devout Christian, absolutely devout. And I have a feeling it had to do with something that violated the tenets or policies or code of conduct or code of his belief system. And that was it. And I lost a very dear friend just over that. And I've lost other dear friends over COVID or the coronavirus because they think I'm nuts. They think that it's not real.
Yeah.
Just try going to India.
Would I be able to share with the class the story of how I came to realize that I'd been here before? Would that be okay?
Sure, absolutely. I would suggest that we do it. I would suggest that you find a way to get a better signal because the signal's kind of choppy, and to go through that, we'd love to hear it, you know, clearly.
I've told the story on air before.
Yeah. Now, it's certainly okay with me. And by the way, Gwyneth, here's what I have decided to do about YouTube.
Okay.
What I've decided to do about YouTube is we're just going to talk about the things that are important. We're going to do what we always do, which is tell the truth. We're going to give our opinions. We're going to state facts. And if it violates their policy, that's too bad for them. And what I've been doing is letting Ron Gibson know, because he's the gentleman who puts USA Preparers on YouTube. I let him know when I believe we have violated their policy. So it's like when Rich Sheban's on, we violated their policy. And if you're going to violate their policy, that's okay with me. It really is. I'm thinking that who do they think they are? Well, actually, they have a right. They have a right to censor speech because they own the platform. But who are they to tell us what to say? They're nobody in terms of telling us what to say. So we'll do whatever we think is right. And if they don't like it, that's okay. We have other platforms like BitChute, BitChute. If you want to find us and share with your friends and family how to get to us, it's just type in Ron Gibson, R-O-N, space, G-I-B-S-O-N, that's his name, and BitChute, B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E. Or you can look us up, USA Preparers, space, BitChute, or USA Preparers, comma, BitChute, okay? So when we talk about things that violate YouTube's policy, I will mention to Ron Gibson that we have done so. That way he won't post us on YouTube, and that won't get him in trouble. Because I don't want to cause problems for him. There's no need for us to be a thorn in his side. Because I know him, I met him, and he's a real gentleman. And Ron Gibson, thank you so much for what you do. And he's been doing this for years and years and years, posting us on YouTube and other platforms. So, Ron, how about this? Ron Gibson, I'd like to invite you again to come on the air with me and tell us what you do. And Ron, send me an email if you'd like to do that. Yes. I'd love to have you on the air. Gwyneth, back to you.
As well as that, we're also on the GCNlive.com archive as well. And we will always be on there because that's the main place, as far as I understand, where we broadcast from. So if you want to download the broadcast, hour one and hour two, then you can do it from there, or you can listen live at gcnlive.com. So I don't know that a lot of people know about that. I didn't until Alex Jones was banned from YouTube. And I thought to myself, gosh, I wonder if GCN has archives. So I went on, I did an internet search for GCN, and I found out that, yes, they did have a website, yes, they did have archives, and lo and behold, Vincent Finnelli was there too. And so I thought, oh, of course he would be. Well, why not? And so, that's also where you can download the Alex Jones show as well. If anybody is having, if anybody is missing Alex Jones or any of the GCN broadcasters, they can all be found at gcnlive.com. And just look, I mean, you'll be able to find their archive section under the menu. Okay. I didn't know if a lot of the class members knew about the archives at GCN, and so I thought I'd mention it.
Yes, and they're absolutely free. There's no membership. Yes. You don't have to sign up. You can be anonymous. You can go right to GCN, as in Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, LIVE.com. That'll take you to their homepage, and you'll see a list of all the broadcasters that are on Genesis Communications Network. And you'll see the ranking of USA Preparers on the upper left-hand side. And we rank pretty highly on Genesis Communications Network. Thank you very much, Genesis Communications Network. And, you know, I want to thank Ted Anderson. He is the owner of the network. And he has never, not once, told me what to say or what not to say. Never. And I call him every 6 months or so, sometimes a little more often, and it's always the same thing. I get his voicemail. I say, Ted Vinfinelli, I just want to say thank you very much for allowing us to broadcast. I have no idea why you do it, but thank you. I just want to say thank you. And that's the message. He calls me back, and he always says the same thing. You know, we never get any complaints about you. I don't know why, but Genesis Communications Network does not. So we don't cause problems for GCN, and I have a feeling they appreciate that. And they don't cause problems for us, and I appreciate that. And it's a great relationship. As a matter of fact, we are probably even shouldn't say this, but I'll say it. We are probably one of the few broadcasts in the world that does not have a contract with a station or a network. And they can fire us on the spot without cause. Just whatever they want to do, they can fire us. And I like it that way, because that says to us, we have to do a good job every day. We have to earn our stripes every single day. We can't rest on tenure. Well, we've been doing this for 10 years, so we have a right to be here. We don't have a right to be here. So we have the obligation to do the best we can every single day, not rest on our laurels, stay up to the minute in terms of the news and technology, and tell the truth. And tell it in a fashion that is concise and pleasant for the class. Gwyneth and I will be right back.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
When you go
for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, let's see how your signal is right now.
Hello.
Okay.
How are you? I didn't realize that the ad break was so short. I'm very sorry. I was doing some jobs in the kitchen.
Yeah. Well, that's what I do. I take care of...
I'm extremely sorry. I was just getting things.
No problem. Yeah. Are you close to a window or where we can get the best signal possible?
Yes, I'm right next to a window. Sorry.
Okay, great. It sounds better, Gwyneth. Let me look at the delay. Right now, the delay is pretty short, but between me and GCN, but between you and GCN, I think it's a little longer. Okay. So, did you want to talk about your experience with the past life regression, or do you want to talk about Rain, and do you want to talk about the cyber attack?
I would like to start with my experience with past life regression.
Okay, please do.
Because I think it's important for people to realize that this is not something that people just make up, okay? I met my husband, Archie. Well, he wasn't my husband at that time, but I met him when I was 23, and he was 62. So he was quite a bit older than me, but we met, and we really clicked pretty well right away. And then we were just sort of sitting there in his house one day, and he said, you must understand Jenny. Or there's, Gwyneth in English is Jenny. Okay. I am the teetotaling pirate king. And I said, what do you mean, Archie? And he said, I am the teetotaling pirate king. I have these memories of being somebody called the teetotaling pirate king. And I remember that life as clearly as if it was an earlier part of his life. That was what he said. And he told me all about this life that he had led before. And I said, well, that's very, very interesting. And I said, well, I've never heard of any such thing before. I'm not sure if I quite believe you. But he said, would you like to do some past life regression to, you know, see where you might have fitted into that life? And I went, yeah, why not? So anyway, we did past life regression, and we found out that I was a surgeon, that I was also a pirate in that life, and that I was a surgeon, and we didn't see any names for either of us. But I was the surgeon, and he was the pirate king, the teetotaling pirate king. And that we were lovers in that life, and that I was a woman, but I was very cleverly disguised as a man, and nobody ever figured out that I was actually female. And that we were very much in love. And regarding the end of our lives, I didn't see his death, but I did see lots and lots and lots of hangings. But I wasn't hanging, but I somehow saw the hanging. And that was what we saw. And I had nightmares from when I was a little girl about being suffocated and put into a place of tremendous blackness and pressure and sinking downwards and feeling as if there was no escape and this is the end. And then I woke up and it was all a dream. And, you know, it was a terrifying dream that I'd had, a recurring dream since childhood. And Archie died 5 years after all these things of a massive heart attack. But he had premonitions that he was going to die about 6 months before he died. He had premonitions, and he said to me, if anything happens to me, if I die suddenly, please promise me that you bury me at sea. And I said, oh, I don't want you to die. And he said, I don't want to die either, but please promise me, just this is really important, that you promise to bury me, give me a full burial at sea. I don't want to be cremated. I don't want my ashes scattered at sea. I want a full burial at sea. And so I said, oh, yeah, okay. So anyway, he said, that's good. Thank you for that, Jeff. Thank you for that. And anyway, you know, he took out life insurance and he said, this is just in case one of us dies, either me or you. And I said, oh, all right. So anyway, about 6 months before he died, he took out life insurance. And one night he had a massive heart attack and it killed him. And we were living on an island at the time. And
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris was in Milwaukee on Tuesday, but several Wisconsin Republicans say they wish the vice president had gone to the U.S.-Mexico border instead. The critics include U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, quote, happy to have her visit Milwaukee, but she really ought to inspect the crisis President Biden created at the border, end quote. Fatalities have been confirmed after a small plane crashed into a Hattiesburg home Tuesday evening. Hattiesburg, Mississippi Police Department said they were notified of an aircraft crash about 11:20 local time Tuesday night. Once at the scene, emergency personnel confirmed that the small civilian plane had crashed into a home. The Federal Aviation Administration has been contacted to investigate the crash. The National Football League will release its full regular season schedule for all 32 teams in a week. The 2021 schedule will be released on May 12, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Pfizer said Tuesday that it plans on asking the Food and Drug Administration in September for authorization to administer its COVID-19 vaccine to children ages 2 to 11. The company is already expecting to receive approval to administer its shots to teens 12 to 15 years old. Their vaccine is already approved for those 16 and up. Dr. Peter Hotez says that the move to vaccinate younger kids in the fall would help get the country closer to a herd immunity against the virus quicker. The director of the Center for Vaccine Development at Texas Children's Hospital tells CNBC that it would also help control cases of a rare syndrome that kids can develop if they contract COVID.
It does a few things. One, it does certainly help us vaccinate the country and halt transmission, especially in the elementary school. So by the fall, we should already have a lot of the 12 to 15-year-olds vaccinated. That's going to make middle schools, high schools very, very safe. And then and as transmission slows, well, the elementary schools will be much better than anything we've had before. But ultimately, vaccinating the kids will help a lot. The other reason to do this is we don't talk about it a lot, but the CDC reports there have been about 2,000 kids who developed this very serious syndrome from COVID-19 called MISC, multisystem inflammatory syndrome of children. And so it's going to help vaccinating the kids to prevent those numbers of cases of MISC from accumulating as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us, and we're talking about past life regression. Gwyneth, you'd mentioned that you were living on an island, and your husband, Archie, had a heart attack, and he foresaw that he was going to die. Please continue.
Anyway, there was no hope of getting any medical help for him because we were living out the back of nowhere, okay? So he died. And I was in a state of utter shock. But I remembered what he'd said. And when it came time to arrange his funeral, they said, well, how would you like the funeral to be arranged? And I said, I want him to have a full burial at sea. And the funeral home didn't like it at all. Hello. They tried to pressure me to do a cremation for him, but when he was a little boy, his mother did save him at one time from getting marched off to a camp during the Holocaust. And so, you know, I told them that he was a Holocaust survivor. And so he wasn't getting cremated. And they backed off when I said that. And, yeah, I gave him a full burial at sea. And he's buried about 40 nautical miles off the Capella Bar coast in Queensland. And about 3 months after he died, I was still in a state of utter shock, utter grief. And I Googled, I literally used Google, I Googled teetotaling pirate king. And the very first result was Captain Bartholomew Roberts, who is nicknamed to this day in the history books the teetotaling pirate king. And it was remarkable because Archie's middle name was Robertson. I didn't know anything about Bartholomew Roberts until 3 months after he'd died. Bartholomew Roberts looks like him. Bartholomew Roberts. There is one very famous painting of him where you're sort of turning and looking to the artist who's painting him sort of out of the corner of his eye as if he's... as if he's thinking about something. And that was the exact facial expression that Archie used to give me when I was talking about something and he was thinking about. It was that exact facial expression. And what's more, he did have a lover who was a surgeon. And this surgeon... this pirate surgeon who willingly joined the crew when his ship was taken, oh my gosh, he was a rogue. He was somebody who was, when the time came for him to be put on trial, he tied the courtroom up in knots. All of the other pirates, in there, because Roberts was such a famous man, or infamous, there was a well-kept record of the courtroom testimony. The court records were well-kept, and they found their way into the history books because they were given to Daniel Defoe, who wrote a book called A General History of the Pirates, that's P-Y-R-A-T-E-S. And he included the full court testimony of all the Bartholomew Roberts pirates who stood trial. And most of the pirates got maybe a few sentences or a paragraph. But George Wilson, who was the surgeon, Dr. George Wilson, his testimony runs to about 4 pages. And I looked at that later on, many years later. I looked at it at the time and I said, oh, that's nice. But, you know, many years later, I had been sued multiple times and seen how I act in a courtroom. And years later, I reread the testimony of George Wilson and how he behaved in the courtroom, and I thought to myself, yeah, I can see that that's exactly what I would have done. That's how I would have behaved in that life, considering all of the problems that I had. Actually, I had had one court case when Archie was alive, and that was the Families Department, so-called Child Protection, who are really child kidnappers and, they tried to remove our children from us, and they were perjuring themselves, and we called them on it, and they failed. But yeah, this I recognized myself in the character of George Wilson and in his behavior when I read about him. And the fact that he was a surgeon and that he was Bartholomew Roberts, the word that the history books use is intimate friend, and that they were very attached to each other. At one time, Wilson found himself marooned on a cannibal coast in Africa for 5 months. He was washed offshore in a storm when he was in a small boat called a longboat or a tender, which is a small boat that's sent off a larger ship for various purposes, like for going from ship to shore or for going from one ship to another. And he wanted to go to a particular ship and retrieve a chest or a medical chest. The testimony varies. And he was washed off course, and he ended up being washed up on a coast in equatorial Africa, and he spent 5 months there. And he ended up getting captured again for a second time by Bartholomew Roberts after that. And they were very, very pleased to see each other. They hailed each other heartily. And I thought, this is really interesting, because the always that George Wilson is referred to as a he, but I remembered that life as being a she, and then I thought to myself, hang on, we saw when Archie was alive that no one ever figured out that I was actually female, so it makes perfect sense that the history books would record me as being a male. And I thought, actually, that fits. And there were other... I did further research, and I found out that there were other people alive at the time who spent decades disguised as men, but who were really women. And they were not, they weren't necessarily homosexual. But they disguised themselves as men in order to make themselves a living, if that makes sense, Vincent. And one famous example of that is Mary Read. She spent 20 years disguised as a man when really she was female. And it was only when she was captured, or it was actually when her ship was captured by Jack Rackham, and she ended up on, you know, going on the account becoming a pirate, that Jack Rackham's friend, Anne Bonny, figured out that this was a woman, that she was the only one, Anne Bonny was the only one in 20 years who figured out that Mark Read was female. And if Mark Read had not been captured by Jack Rackham and Anne Bonny, then probably nobody would have figured it out. Gwyneth, and I think that I was another person like that. Does that make sense? Gwyneth,
let me ask you this, Gwyneth. For those who don't believe any of this, would you say that past lives are real?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Norm Shealy says, the same thing. He knows exactly who he was, and he told me, even on the air, he said that, you know, in a couple of his past lives, one of which he was not a very nice guy, and he is doing his best to fix that right now, in this life.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to go do another past life regression with them within the next week, class. And I will report to you what I have found. I'll tell you exactly what I learned from it. And then maybe right after we do it, the next time Dr. Sheely's on with me, which will be a Monday, not necessarily this Monday coming up, but a Monday, he can share with you what his thoughts were, and we can discuss what he saw in the past life regression with me. Gwyneth, I wanted to share something with you as well. I've been talking about this, and I believe that USA Prepares is the only broadcast that has been talking about this. Now, I could be wrong, but I doubt it. And that is, there's something different with the way solar panels are behaving now as compared to, let's say, a few months ago and before that. We are generating record amounts of electricity. Now, not when it's raining, but when the sun's out. Like right now, the sun's out. This morning at 8:30 in the morning, I checked the meters, and we're generating 2,000 watts of electricity at 8:30 in the morning. Totally unheard of. At 8:45, 15 minutes later, we're generating 2,400 kilowatts. During the bottom of the hour break that we just had, I ran out to the display and took a look at it, checked the meters, 4.3 kilowatts. 4,300 watts of solar power being generated by our panels at 9:30 a.m. Totally, totally unheard of. Now, I believe that the reason for this is that there are fewer planes in the air polluting the skies. There are fewer factories running. There's fewer air particles in the air. And there's virtually no chemtrails. And there haven't been during most of the Joe Biden administration. Now, that's what I've observed. And as a result, I believe we are generating record amounts of electricity. Like normally somewhere around 3,000 watts, you know, during the day, a peak day, we're generating 6,800 watts at peak. That's the maximum our system can deliver. When we come back, Gwyneth, would you tell us, have you noticed anything like that in Australia? We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us, and Gwyneth lives off-grid. Rich lives off-grid. We have a solar system. We can flip a switch and go off-grid or hybrid. And I just checked the system again. I just checked the meters. So 20 minutes later, let's see. So we'll say 9:50. All right. So at 8:45, 2,400 watts. At 9:30, 4,300 watts. And at 9:50 a.m., 4,900 watts. Record numbers. And our system can only go to 6,800 watts. Now, we've never hit these numbers before, especially this early in the morning. Now, these are peak numbers. These are the numbers that the meter's reading at that instant. I believe that it is a result of the sun's rays coming through the sky. Less occluded than ever before in the last 5 years, because that's the period that I've been measuring this, because that's how long we've had our system, roughly 5 years. Gwyneth, are you seeing anything like this in Australia? Record amounts of electricity from your solar system.
What I am seeing is that I'm not really seeing any difference in the solar power. I don't know that we can measure our wattage as directly as what you can. But what I am seeing is that we are having a really, really, really dry year. We are having an abnormally dry year. And we are in a semi-arid climate, but normally that we would have more rain than what we've had this year at this time. And we've been having very large rainfall events and then weeks and weeks and weeks of no rain at all. So that's extremely unusual with the weather. What we, as well as I agree that there's fewer aerosols in the air, and that is what is that is one thing that is causing increased solar radiation. But as well as that, we are in a grand solar minimum, okay, which is a, you know, some people are saying that this is a 1 in 24,000 year event, the solar minimum that we are having, because all of the solar cycles are converging to make this a year. By solar minimum, oh gosh, I'll have to see exactly what this means. It actually means more solar radiation output. Okay? It's, from what I gather, you will have to correct me on this if I'm wrong, a minimum number of sunspots and a maximum number of solar flares. You'll have to correct me if, with the definition. I would love to be able to look it up. But I know that we are also, as well as the lack of chemtrails, as well as the lack of factory coal output, as well as the lack of air flight travel, but we are also facing a grand solar minimum that has probably not been seen since the last ice age. And there are certain people who are saying that this is going to lead to another mini ice age, which would account for your the differences in your winter weather at the moment, Vincent. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and what we'll do is I'm going to talk with Bert, and he's one of our science instructors, and I'm going to ask him to give us a class or present a class on exactly this grand solar minima, etc. But I can tell you from just from reading the meter, actually several meters, that all we have, I've divided, let me explain why I've done this. We were tripping circuit breakers because it seemed that we were generating too much current. And I thought, okay, maybe it's just a flaky breaker. Maybe it's, this breaker is worn out. Maybe the contacts are broken. Maybe it overheated and it's unstable. So I swapped breakers and it still continued. So what I did was I divided the solar panels into from, I had one array that had a 60 amp set of breakers on it, and I divided it into two arrays, put a separate charge controller on it. So I added a separate charge controller, two sets of breakers, but the same number of panels. The solar panels remained unchanged. No change to that at all. No change to the direction. No, they weren't washed off or cleaned or anything like that. Everything there was the same. All I did was be able to harness more of the electricity that they generated. And they generated more electricity because there's more electricity to be generated than ever before in the last 5 years. So this to me is absolutely positively real. And I think that this means that we're in for some warmer weather. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.